We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thrall, she is the executive director of Rebuilding Together Hartford, finishing her first year in that position. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Sarah.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're good. Thank you for being with us. Obviously, April was supposed to be Rebuilding Month, and the coronavirus has obviously had an effect on that. You've had to postpone National Rebuilding Day, which was scheduled for April 25th. Give us an overview of your organization, though. What is Rebuilding Together Hartford all about?
So Rebuilding Together Hartford is an organization that's really focused on helping low-income homeowners in the city of Hartford with basic home repairs and modifications that allow our homeowners to age in place. So whether you're a homeowner who is now disabled and unable to access your home, we can provide a wheelchair ramp. We provide stair glides if needed, grab bars, make your bathroom safe. So we do that, and we also help with those basic kind of home repairs that can affect the health of your home. So proper ventilation, tripping hazards, and ultimately our goal is to keep homeowners safe and healthy in their home.
We're not talking about a remodeling job then, are we?
Not a full remodeling. What we really do is we help the homeowners with accessibility and with being safe in their home.
That's good.
Okay. But we do some repairs, and we do some basic remodel work, but it's really focused more on the repairs.
Is this something, Sarah, that's gone on around the country and is relatively new in Hartford? What's the history of Rebuilding Together?
So the history, it actually used to be referred to as Christmas in April. So a lot of people know about Christmas in April. And then we rebranded about 10 years ago into Rebuilding Together. And throughout the country, the movement started in Midland, Texas in 1973. And we've been in Hartford since 1994. So this is our 26th year of rebuilding homes in Hartford.
Wow. Sarah, once again, this is the home builders that are doing this. And do other people? Okay. If I'm a volunteer, could I volunteer and could I help out?
Absolutely. So we put out a call, and for our National Rebuilding Day, which has always been the last Saturday in April, and we still are celebrating Rebuilding Month, which is kind of throughout the month of April, and we're doing different initiatives to kind of keep that spirit alive of Rebuilding Month. But just because our one program of National Rebuilding Day is postponed to the fall, we usually have about 500 volunteers, and they come from every walk of life. We have corporate volunteers. We have church groups. We have the city of Hartford always sends a group to volunteer, and we have a lot of skilled labor as well. And we actually get some homeowners who return year after year to help us because we've so greatly impacted their life, they want to pay it forward and come back and help us.
How do you find out, Sarah? How do you decide where you go to rebuild?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great question. So for Rebuilding Day, what we do is we work with the city of Hartford, and we work with their team to identify an area. And they do have to; it does have to be an area that is high rate of homeowner occupancy. So that's one of the criteria to be eligible for our program. Is you have to be a homeowner who lives in your home in the city of Hartford. You also have to qualify as low income. So we work with the city of Hartford, and we work with their blight team, and we kind of use a heat map, if you will, to identify areas that could use some attention, use some repairs, use some rehabilitation. Right. And then we work through that, and we cast a wide net and send out, we focus on about a 7 to 8 street radius. So that way, we're not only repairing the homes, but we're revitalizing that community because your home is being repaired, your neighbor across the street, around the corner.
Right.
Is there a group, sorry, Raymond, But is there a group that well, people are rebuilt? Can you live in the homes while they're being rebuilt, or do you provide venues for people to move into while the house is being rebuilt?
That's a great question. So Rebuilding Day is one day. So we're not doing this full-on rehabilitation. Again, it's just kind of basic repairs. So homeowners are home, and we send a team to each home of about 20 to 25 volunteers. So they're doing everything from, they could be doing something as simple as landscaping, painting, decluttering, cleaning out a garage, those kinds of things. But they're also doing major things like rebuilding the front step to make sure that the handrails are safe to get into their home. If the homeowners are able-bodied, meaning we have a lot of homeowners who are disabled, but any able-bodied homeowners are asked to help us that day as well. So it is just a one-day effort.
Do you make houses as well more handicap accessible? Can you do that, like ramps and such?
We do. We work with contractors to assist us with ramps, and we have a lot of volunteers who are skilled volunteers who will go in. So if doorways need to be widened or extra steps being built, we can help provide that.
Talking with Sarah Thrall, she's the executive director of Rebuilding Together Hartford, who had to postpone their rebuilding day. But you said that's been rescheduled for September?
We haven't determined a date yet. We're looking at the fall, end of September, early October. Of course, everything with every organization right now is such a question mark. So it's kind of a moving target, but we do have a date in mind, and we will definitely be sharing that as soon as that's confirmed.
Okay. You do plumbing?
We do plumbing. Yep, we have and we also offer year-round services. Rebuilding Day is just one of our programs. So all year long, we offer emergency home repair. So if a homeowner is without heat, hot water, or needs access to their home, we do provide that. And we usually work with contractors who will go in. And we're still providing that service now, even though our program of Rebuilding Day is delayed. But we're still offering the emergency home repair. And we're just being cautious in terms of when we send out our contractors.
Okay. If somebody wants to volunteer or make a donation for that matter.
Yes.
how do we get to your website? It's rthartford.org?
You got it. That's right.
RT Hartford, not RTE. Yep. rthartford.org.
RT, yeah. Like Rebuilding Together, Hartford.org.
Where do you find, how are you able to secure partners to help you with this? Obviously, you just don't go to Home Depot and buy the lumber and stuff yourself, although I'm sure you could. Yeah. But
right. Well, we do have amazing partnerships with local businesses, whether they're the big businesses like Travelers and the Hartford, or whether we have a smaller business like Peter L. Brown, Sanford and Holly. We have law firms. We have churches. We have a really great variety, most of whom have actually been involved with Rebuilding Together Hartford since we started 26 years ago. Once you become a rebuilder, as we call it, you're kind of stuck on it. The impact is so personal and direct. These homeowners are inviting you into their home to help them with a very critical and basic need. And that makes a huge impact on both the homeowner and the volunteers. And that's what gets their volunteers to come back year after year.
Okay. Well, once again, it's RT, as in Rebuilding Together, Hartford.org. If you'd like to take part or maybe help out with the effort, you certainly may.
Although you're not hiring at the current time, right?
We're not hiring, but we did apply for the payroll protection program. So
did
like
you?
Many other, absolutely. Yeah, it's a real help, and a lot of nonprofits in the area are probably going to be taking advantage of that. Small businesses.
As somebody who's done that, what's that process like?
Yeah, it was just gathering your personal information about your business and, you know, in terms of what your payroll has been, making sure that you have everything all lined up. The biggest thing is really to secure your funder, your bank, and to make sure that you apply. So, for example, the institution we went through is who we do our daily banking with anyway. And talking to other affiliates throughout the country, they're finding more and more that that they have to go to the bank that they're already a client of.
Hey, Sarah, surfing around on your website, I found an interesting area under what we do called She Builds. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah,
so that's new. Our plans were to bring it to Hartford this year. That's a little bit on pause where we just looked. But She Builds is a new initiative that started with our national organization, and it's a very women-focused, women-empowered kind of movement where we work on either a women-led home or a women-focused community center. And we help them with some basic repairs, and we get them. So that they are able to enjoy their safety and their health in their home or in their center. And what we do is we focus on getting women to come in and volunteer. And oftentimes these women are also learning how to use power tools and how to kind of keep their home safe, or how to call a contractor and understand what that means, and to call references so that they're not taken advantage of. So it's really kind of focusing on that. And there's also an educational component where they may learn how to tile, or they may learn how to unclog their toilet. So it's just it's an educational component as well as a repair component.
All right. Well.
And we have a great partner we haven't announced yet, but we are very excited about that.
Well, when that happens, why don't you let us know?
We will absolutely let you know. It'll be a good one.
Yeah, and come back, Sarah, when you determine a date to have Rebuilding Day, because obviously this is something that helps us a lot in our community.
Yeah.
Have you been in contact with people who had hoped to get places rebuilt and that had to be put on hold? How are they holding up?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. We have our director of outreach has been in touch with all of our homeowners. She calls them at least once a week just to check in and do a check, just make sure they are okay. We do have one homeowner who unfortunately contracted the virus, so that's very scary. So we have been there to support them through that process, and we are definitely in constant contact with them, as well as other homeowners who are continuing to reach out for help. You know, right now everybody's home a lot. And that's when you start kind of looking around and you think, boy, I haven't fixed that light, or I haven't made sure that that handrail's secure. So people are thinking about these home repairs, and that's really what we're here to during National Rebuilding Month, is to talk about keeping yourself safe and healthy at your home, because that applies to all of us.
We're doing our
Very
best.
Very good. Very good. Sarah, thanks for stopping and congratulations on the great work you do. Stay safe, and we will talk to you soon in happier times.
Thanks so much. Be well.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.